What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
Milo.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Yes, it's Wednesday. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
I got a life force!
Oops. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, whatever you're wearing or drinking, or if you're not wearing anything.
Jeez.
We don't care. We don't judge.
Right.
We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of your attenzione.
I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende?
Comprende?
You know what? I will judge if they're wearing one of those MAGA hats. I'll judge the shit out of that.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on our social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitters. We're also over at the Facebook. With a warm and loving community there that likes to comment on shit.
Right.
And we're trying, if you leave a comment and we don't like it, sorry, we got yelled at by Facebook for liking comments on our page. Because we're popular.
Yeah, we're participating in their fucking platform. Hey, Zuckerberg, don't you want that?
There's that, one of my favorite pages, editorial and political cartoons.
Yes.
Down again. They keep getting hit with 30-day suspensions because some maggot vermin keep reporting anti-Trump cartoons.
Oh, geez.
We're offended.
You know, listen, let's stop giving this Zuckerberg the benefit of the doubt because he is sponsoring the RNC. I believe Facebook is sponsoring that.
Yes, yes.
And Mark, you did have a lot to do with Donald Trump getting fucking elected. I mean, did you not think when all these Russians were buying ads on Facebook and rubles, you didn't think about
it? God damn it! Whatever? You fucked it up! God damn you!
Fuck him.
Let's see. I don't think we've said our names. My name's Patrick Bile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And fuck Trump. Fuck him.
Well, let's get into it. There was a Nuremberg rally last night in Orlando.
Oh, God!
Inexplicably, Trump officially launching his campaign, which he did the day after the inauguration.
Right.
In 2017.
Isn't that bag of orange racist garbage always campaigning? He's always
right.
Campaigning.
It was the moment. After he won, basically, he started his 2020 campaign. And there's no real official launch of any fucking thing.
God, and if you're going to vote for him again, you are a little fucking bitch. You really are. He hasn't done anything for you.
But he hates brown people as much as I do. He wants those blacks locked up, those rapists, they were exonerated with your science and DNA and shit, and somebody who actually confessed. Trump still thinks that they shouldn't have been released from prison.
Dude, that Central Park 5 shit he said.
It's crazy.
It's shameful. I mean, it's the president of the United States saying that there's a chance someone could be guilty after they were exonerated by our justice system by fucking DNA evidence.
Yes.
What the fuck is his fucking problem?
Might want to aim microphone at your mouth a wee bit. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's see what the actual headlines be, and then we'll get to the magic crab diving spreadsheet.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, June 19th. 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are
Move,
your headlines.
Bitch, get out the way.
It is Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
Where we commemorate.
God damn.
The dog has found her squeaky toy, the intern.
She is celebrating Juneteenth.
Are you happy for Juneteenth?
Good job, Shelby.
Are you happy for Juneteenth?
Right.
Okay. All right. When this happened before, I got several DMs messages saying it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
With
the
dog squeaking the toy in the background. The new puppy is doing well. The new intern's doing great. Everybody, thanks for your well wishes. And, look at my Instagram at Vial Experience, Vial Experience. And you can, see pictures of Shelby, the new intern. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Oh, wee wee.
The headline saith Dems slam out of step Biden. Yeah, they're. I was going to say they're piling on, but he's piling on himself by opening up his yap. And not saying things that are endearing him to many Democrats.
He sounds old, and he sounds out of fucking touch.
I mean, I like Joe, you know. He's Jilting Joe, man. I love Joe. But you know, I just think, I don't know if he's exactly the right candidate. And my big fear is that he's going to end up doing it. He's going to get the nomination, and it's going to be Hillary 2.0. It's going to be the Bernie bros, and the Russians are going to scream. And try to convince Democrats to stay home and not vote for Joe. Well, it's a lesser of two evils. I just couldn't bring myself. That's what a lot of these Trumpanzees at some of these town halls are saying. That, I went. One guy said, which I'm sure was a little bit of hyperbole, but he said, I went into the booth and I was in there for a half an hour.
Oh,
I couldn't decide between the two evils, either Trump or Hillary.
Well, I believe that was a battle going on in that guy's mind, but that means he's stupid as shit.
Well, yes.
And you should be sad. Whoever had that battle in your mind for a half hour in the voting booth, feel bad for yourself, that you're so fucking dumb. Read a book.
The headline, there's a couple things Joe did, but this one is for some reason, he was at a fundraiser yesterday in New York City.
Ooh, wee wee.
And he was wistfully talking about the days when the Senate was more genteel and people actually worked together and shit.
Yeah.
Biden recalled his working relationships with the late Senators James Eastlin of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia, both Democrats, but they were old fuck Dixiecrats who fiercely opposed desegregation.
They were segregationists.
Yeah. So Biden joined the Senate in 73.
Yeah.
He told the crowd that Eastlin from Mississippi used to call him son. He labeled Talmadge one of the meanest guys I ever knew. He said, well, guess what? At least there was some civility. We got things done. We don't agree on much. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy, not the opposition, the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. I mean, he's got a point, but he's also talking about racists. He's like, hey, let's work with the guys who want blacks to have their own water fountains and shit.
He is talking about race like an old fucking white guy
right.
who is he's absolving himself from any blame for having civility with segregationists. I don't want to hear about his civility with fucking segregationists. I think what he said was so fucking insensitive and out of fucking touch. It's shameful.
Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, running for El Presidente, tweeted a photograph of himself with his young family, his wife, who is African-American, and their two children of mixed race. He tweeted an old picture and it says, it's 2019 and Joe Biden is longing for the good old days of, quote, civility, typified by James Eastland. Eastland thought my multiracial family should be illegal and that whites were entitled to, quote, the pursuit of dead N-words.
Wow.
De Blasio wrote N apostrophe G-G-E-R-S.
Those people don't get civility.
Or N
those people get fists. Those people get resisting. Those are racists.
Second tweet, it's past time for apologies or evolution from Biden. He repeatedly demonstrates he's out of step with the values of the modern Democratic Party. So De Blasio launching one of the early scuds of the campaign.
You know, here's the problem. We are all terrified Donald Trump will get reelected. So some of us think it has to be Joe Biden. But that doesn't mean we have to sit here and apologize for his stupid fucking statements. I mean, you gotta listen to what he said as if you're a person of color. It's unacceptable. There's no reason. And you know what? The truth is, he probably shouldn't have been civil. He probably shouldn't have been fucking civil with segregationists. And Republicans, I don't need people to look across the aisle.
Threw it over there.
I don't need people to look across the aisle and say, oh, I want to be friends with these guys. I want to be civil with Mitch McConnell. We don't need civility with the Republicans. We need a united fucking agenda, and they need our boot. They need to fuck off. They have to be fought. They are the opposition. They are the enemy.
Cory Booker, another 2020 candidate, issued a statement shortly afterward calling on Biden to apologize for his comments. He said, well, I guess Biden made a joke when he said Eastland called him son rather than boy.
God.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Cory Booker said, you don't joke about calling black men boys. Men like James O. Eastland use words like that, and the racist policies that accompanied them to perpetuate white supremacy and strip black Americans of our very humanity. I have to tell Vice President Biden, as someone I respect, that he is wrong for using his relationships with Eastland and Talmadge as examples of how to bring our country together.
This is what is going on with the Democrats right now is insanity. We have so many candidates we could have as our front runner, and that you don't have to sit there and explain about how he fought his relationship and how he got along with segregationists. You want to brag about how you got along with segregationists?
Booker finishes his statement saying, frankly, I'm disappointed that he, meaning Biden, hasn't issued an immediate apology for the pain his words are dredging up for many Americans. He should.
Yeah, he's right. He should.
Sherrod Brown even mentioned something. He's not running. They say he briefly flirted with a 2020 run himself.
Why didn't you? Everybody else is running.
Because everybody else is running. And it's more important to have him with that pretty solid Senate seat. They love him in Ohio. Politicians should never speak positively of segregationists, period.
How is that a hard concept? I thought Joe Biden was the guy that was going to be really good at speaking to people and being very personable. Do you know what I mean?
But apparently, there are some, members, even of the black, congressional caucus, that are defending Biden a little bit. So,
well,
Jim Clyburn, the congressional black caucus, said, leaps to Biden's defense, talking about working with congregationists saying that Biden didn't say anything different than describing his work with Strom Thurmond or anything like that.
What the fuck?
You know, it was inelegant. I mean, I get what Biden was talking about, but, you know, he chose his words poorly, and we know that... Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, I was interrupting.
We know that Biden has a history of being a gaffer. I mean, that's the thing all along. Even when he was running with Obama as the running mate, everyone was like, well, we can't wait for Biden to put his fucking foot in his mouth. And he kind of sometimes does.
I think... But the thing is, that bothers me. It's the whole idea of how he sees the opposition and how he sees Republicans. It makes me nervous that I'm listening to a guy that thinks he can work with anyone, any of the GOP in the Senate or the Congress. He can't. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. There's a Chewy over there. There's all kinds of toys that don't have squeakers.
But you know what I mean? My point is, doesn't it fucking bother you in the least? This guy sounds like he wants to cozy up to the fucking Republicans. He's bragging about how he got along with segregationists.
A large number of the country wants everybody to work together.
Well, goddamn it.
I mean, that's just the way, you know, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
That nothing is getting done with, two big walls against each other,
but it's just
going to be all kinds of the same. Well, I would argue, well, then elect all Democrats. Everybody get ditch Mitch, kick cocaine Mitch out of the Senate, or at least the leadership of the Senate, and then, you know, let's show how we can get some good shit done.
Well, you know, also too. The idea that we're in a position to get any good shit done is kind of fucking nuts. The only good shit that we can get done is to save our country from this fucking Hitler and shut down those goddamn concentration camps. It's insane. I don't know, dude.
Oh, well, I mean...
I don't know how.
2020. We have to elect all...
I don't fucking know.
That's the only way to kind of do it.
I'm just saying that... I don't know. You know, we probably should have Joe Biden run, and then he'll win, and then maybe at some point we can have someone progressive.
Maybe he'll win, because he's got more years of shit to account for than Hillary did. And once the full Russian... Ow! Hey, no. Did you see her bite my arm?
Oh, yeah.
Once the full Russian / Saudi machine is... Okay, all right. Once the full Russian Saudi machine is going, then it's going to be all the same shit online.
You know,
it's going to be Joe Smears 24/7.
And I don't know how those camps get closed, but they're concentration camps.
I agree.
And I think people should be talking about how that happens. And to me, I almost don't give a fuck. I almost think we're at the point where somebody needs to take the National Guard down there and take them over. Liberate the fucking things. I mean, because what horrors are going on in there that we're just going to sit around and we're comfortable and it's going to be fine. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. It's a good question. I have no idea.
Unfortunately, the Texans are in charge of the National Guard in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Arizonans are in charge, and the New Mexicans are in charge.
Well, I guess it's stupid to think about.
It's good in California.
But, you know, it's just sad.
Well, it's not stupid. It's just that our solution right now is to not elect Republicans.
And the idea that...
Or go to Walmart and start buying guns.
The idea that never again, like you had the Holocaust and you said never again. Well, over here in our country, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
That's the headline. Over to the HuffPo is the Democrats going after Jilton Joe for his comments. Where's the other story I had on Joe Biden? Oh, this one. This one is also infuriating. The headline, which is taking just forever to load, says, Biden tells billionaires things won't change under his administration.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I get how people get that they don't want to vote and shit like that. Oh, my God. We still have to go out and vote, even if our candidate fucking sucks.
This is from Raw Story, reprinted from Common Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, billionaires. Your standard of living won't change under Joe Biden. That's the message a Democratic frontrunner delivered to donors Tuesday as he continued a fundraising trip in New York that saw him tell a room of wealthy Wall Streeters, quote, "You guys are great." He asked a Trump-loving supermarket magnate for his support. M-A-G-N-A-T-E.
Right.
The vice president told a room of 100 of the New York financial elite, including bankers Robert Rubin and Roger Altman.
Yes.
Both of whom worked in the Treasury Department under Democratic administrations, that he wasn't their enemy.
God.
According to Bloomberg, Jennifer Epstein at Bloomberg, Biden took pains to separate himself from the rest of the field in his comments.
God, I knew he would say a lot of shit that would bother me in this primary.
He's starting early.
Oh, man. I'm going to vote for whoever the nominee is. Whoever the fucking nominee is, I'm going to vote for them on behalf of my friends of color and my gay and trans friends. But Jesus fucking Christ, Joe.
Oops, that's the wrong story. Biden said, quote, "Remember, I got in trouble with some of the people on my team on the Democratic side because I said, you know, what I've found is rich people are just as patriotic as poor people. Not a joke. I mean, we may not want to demonize anybody who's made money."
Oh, my God. There are camps of homeless people in Los Angeles. And from these camps, you can see the Hollywood Hills with the Southern money. People are shitting fucking buckets of money out of their asshole.
He said, "Your taxes may have to be raised a little to achieve some of the legislative goals that he wants." But he assured members of the one percenters in attendance at the Upper East Side Carlisle Hotel.
Oh, yes.
That under his plan, the increase won't even be noticeable. One could argue some of these assholes, you could tax them 50% and they wouldn't notice it.
Why are you coddling
them,
Joe?
Point, right?
Why the fuck are you coddling them? Why don't you talk to the poor people? Why don't you talk about raising the fucking minimum wage, you motherfucker?
Meanwhile, he raised a shit ton of money.
No, oh, of course.
I mean, he's been raising a ton of money.
God.
He said, "The truth of the matter is, you know, the truth of the matter is, you all know in your gut what has to be done. We can disagree in the margins, but the truth of the matter is it's all within our wheelhouse. Nobody has to be punished. No one's standard of living will change. Nothing will fundamentally change." Well, of course their standard of living won't change. They're piling electronic dollars in the Caymans and adding, like I said, if suddenly bumped them up to 50%, flat tax rate, no loopholes, none of these one percenters would feel a pinprick.
Right. And you know what's funny? He could say the same fucking words to the poorest of us.
Well, yeah, you're still going
to
be poor.
You're not going to, nothing will change. I will not make life better for you if he's saying that to them. God, how embarrassing.
Biden 2020, nothing will fundamentally change, said a financial reform advocate, Alexis Goldstein. Another writer tweeted, "Biden's phrasing might be the most honest thing he said since he defended segregated schools."
Oh, God.
That was way back in the day.
Why is this old fucking fossil dragging his saggy fucking balls into this goddamn race?
Lawyer Matthew Cortland tweeted, "When someone tells you who they are, believe them." That's a famous Maya Angelou comment.
How many times did we say that about Trump?
There you go.
That about Trump, though, right? That Maya Angelou thing.
Yes.
Over and over again.
Oh, sure.
Now we're saying about Biden. that we're all going to have to vote for. Oh, and you're right. The Russian bots are going to come out and they're going to, you know.
Love it.
It's in, and it's not. The thing is, all these issues are fair to talk about. What he did to Anita Hill is fucking fair to talk about.
Absolutely.
But, like, we're going to, Democrats get to defend it.
It's really hot in the studio.
Yeah.
Especially with a 17-pound puppy on my on my lap. Now passed out.
Yes.
Those are your headlines over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are drooling out.
Perfect.
The Drudge Report headline saith, it's a picture of last night's Nuremberg rally.
Yay!
In Orlando.
Dang!
There was I hope somebody did it, but there was some video.
Yes.
Of the Trump herd waddling up in line, you know, as they're on their way in, and there were people in MAGA hats who were like, President Trump, you know, Trump rally, just selling shit and all that stuff.
Right.
Somebody on the Twitter asked if someone could edit the sound and put a tuba playing over the background. I hope somebody ended up doing that.
Surely do that. Right. Yeah, these fuckers.
But it says four more cheers is the headline. It leads to the Associated Press story. Trump in 2020 campaign mode calls Democrats radical.
Jeez.
He had his hate rally last night and more bonkers. I mean, it's all the same.
Right.
It's all exactly the same, except.
Well, yeah.
Just a little bit more bonkers and turned up a little. Now the Democrats apparently want to destroy him, destroy all white people. They want to destroy the country. They want to destroy everything.
Well, you know, I mean, he's wrong though. The Democrats are not radical. I just listened to our front runner. Not very radical.
Trump jabbed at the press. And poked the political. Okay, just jumped out of my lap and fell over. President Trump jabbed at the press and poked the political establishment he ran against in 2016, while kicking off his reelection campaign with a grievance-filled rally focused more on settling scores and laying out his agenda. Apparently, he thinks he's running against Hillary.
Well,
again in 2020, because that's who he seemed to bring up the most.
Yes. Well, they're all sexist and racist. You know, I think that's good to play on their sexism. And
a lot of people said that it sounded almost like his inauguration speech, which is hellfire, brimstone, be afraid. It's a disaster. We're all going to die if you don't elect me.
Right.
Kind of shit.
Yeah. Nuremberg.
Thousands at Orlando's Amway Center.
Yes. Amway has this. Amway, the thing where it's like a pyramid scheme where you sell shit to your friends and they have to sell shit to their friends.
Yeah.
That there's
cleaning
so much
stuff.
There's so much money in Amway. There's a dome built in its honor.
Isn't that Betsy DeVos's husband? That's where they made their billions.
Know. Oh, okay. Jeez.
Trump painted a disturbing picture of what life will look like if he loses, accusing his critics of un-American conduct, saying Democrats, quote, want to destroy you. They want to destroy our country as we know it. A vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
Oh, my God. So he's saying the apocalypse is nigh. If he loses.
Oh, sure.
God.
The dog just jumped in my lap. I didn't just have a moment. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So, his evil crotch spawn warmed up the crowd. What a warm up act.
Oh, yes.
Eric
Don Jr.
Eric?
Oh, yeah, Eric.
They put Eric on a mic in front of a fucking crowd?
Sure, and probably on the Jumbotron, which...
The Jumbotron?
Avert my eyes, Lord.
Did they didn't put a bag on his head?
And Don Jr. said that there were 100,000 people there.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of lying.
Yeah.
It was about 20. I think the Amway Center holds 20,000 people,
but they got 100 in there. That's amazing.
Apparently it's Republican math.
Well,
so.
are they using the same strategy that they used to cram people into those concentration camps?
Maybe they have multiple personalities.
Oh, I see. That's funny.
Here is a little bit of it. Of course, there's a bunch of stories out saying, I think I tweeted last night, looking forward to tomorrow's deluge of stories that say blank insert number here. Crazy moments from Trump's
yes.
latest rally. And sure right. enough, over to, let's see, I think this is also from a Raw story. Yeah. Here are seven wild, bizarre, and pathetic moments.
Yes.
From Trump's campaign launch.
Right.
Which is in quotes because
air quotes.
It really wasn't.
Right.
Here's a little bit if this is going to play.
Yes.
Are you ready? First we do Make America Great Again. Then we do Keep America Great. Let me hear it. Ready? Make America great again.
Not bad.
Not bad. If I would have said that 3 years ago, it wouldn't be a contest, right? You ready? Keep America great.
That means white, by the way,
yes.
For those who don't speak Trump and racist.
Come on. Listen, Democrats, can we beat this? Is there any way we can beat this? This guy is a fucking moron. How depressing.
He held a rally that was billed as the official launch of his reelection campaign, though he really never stopped holding campaign rallies.
Yes.
They say here, as expected, the president ranted, lied, and engaged in the raucous attacks that are central to his connection with Republican voters. Ranted, lied, and engaged in raucous attacks that are central to his connection with his disgusting racist base.
Whatever happened in our government, we let this two-bit piece of shit reality show host roll in and take over everything and put concentration camps up in our fucking country. I mean, I am so disgusted with what we let happen. What in the fuck?
There's a lot of racists. A lot of racists in the country.
And the idea that our solution is to hope that guy, who's that guy on MSNBC, the Steve Kornacki with the math, who promises over and over and over again, there's no way Trump's going to win. I hope he's fucking right.
Oh, he never said that. He said it was he only had like a 10% chance or a 5% chance, which is a chance.
Jesus Christ.
If you tell me I had the head cancer and I only have a 5% chance of winning, I'm gonna hold on to that 5% chance.
Yeah, Donald Trump is brain cancer.
I'm sorry, MAGA country, but that wasn't too close. I thought you had it won, and then I heard this cheer. My eardrums will never be the same. Keep America great.
Oh, God.
Those are all fucking shitbag racist Nazi fucks cheering. We have such a vile, vile segment of deplorables in this fucking country. Oh, gross. Please die off.
So, here are some of the lowlights. Oh God, Mike Pence helped warm up the crowd too. He's quite
what the fuck.
He's quite a.
I have my butt plug in. It's a snow globe.
You know, I said this is a very big arena for a Tuesday night. I said, you know, if we have about 3 or 4 empty seats, the fake news will say headlines. He didn't fill up the arena. You know.
Pointing to the news people saying fake news. Let's get 20,000 angry waddlers angry at the pissed off at the media.
Didn't he call the New York Times treasonous this week?
Yes.
It's a movement made up of hardworking patriots who love their country, love their flag, love their children, and who believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first.
White citizens first. Right. Oh, let's remind everyone.
Straight, white, rich citizens.
Now, this is within 5 minutes. They say here the second time in less than 5 minutes, Trump again incites this disgusting, nasty crowd into going after the media and chanting CNN sucks.
Oh, God.
2016 was not merely another four-year election. This was a defining moment in American history. Ask them right there.
Pointing at the media. Now he's walking around, enjoying the mellifluous tones of a bunch of racists and morons screaming, CNN sucks, CNN sucks.
These are people that want to do violence. This is a violent group.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Es muss weitergekämpft werden. Es geht nicht. Ihr dürft nicht handeln. Ihr müsst gehorchen. Ihr müsst euch fügen. Ihr müsst euch diesen unharten Zwang beugen.
Tell me the difference.
I don't know.
Tell me the difference.
I think it's important. I think it's good that AOC called them concentration camps. I think that's important.
Oh, yeah. And then decimated that
Cheney
toad testicle. What's
Lynn
Cheney? Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney. Right.
Here is this is the part that still I find troubling and hard to comprehend, I guess, because I have a couple of brain cells to rub together.
Ooh.
Is how can these morons think that Trump is...
Stop bragging!
How can these people think Trump is one of them?
Right. What?
How many of his cabinet members and staff members have been forced to resign or been fired under... massive corruption scandal. We know about Elaine Chao and that bullshit, and it's just beginning. In the next once the hopefully this cancer is excised in 2020, we're just gonna find out so much more of the crimes that these assholes committed.
Yeah, and like that's why to me what he's saying sort of speaks to why Joe Biden sounds crazy when he's wistful for a time when you could work with people across the aisle. Well, you can't.
Well, because these aren't people.
Trump is the Republican Party. This is who they are. Does this sound like people you can work with?
No.
I don't know how you get rid of them and how you undo all the shit they did. I don't fucking know. But I do not want to hear any kumbaya bullshit from somebody I'm going to vote for. You know what I mean? It's not kumbaya. These are Nazis.
The
This was our chance to reclaim our government from a permanent political class that enriched itself at your expense. As I said on a wonderful, beautiful day at my inauguration, we did not merely transfer power from one party to another, but we transferred power back to you, the proud citizens of the United States of America.
And this is why they stick with him, because they believe him.
He said it was a beautiful day. Now, if I remember correctly, he's talking about his inauguration.
Right.
It rained.
Yeah.
I remember watching W wrestle his way into a fucking rain slicker.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Here's an interesting sure exactly what they're saying? Yelling there. I think it's lock her up break them up or something like that. Here's a little more.
We went through the greatest witch hunt in political history. The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. It was all an illegal attempt to overturn the results of the election, spy on our campaign, which is what they did.
Of which there's no evidence, by the way. There's no evidence that the campaign was spied upon. 0.0 right. evidence.
God, he's not, if he loses, he's not leaving. We are stuck with this motherfucker.
Well, I saw somebody the other day that said he'll declare victory and leave.
I hope so.
He'll declare victory. Well, I mean, you know, I don't think the Secret Service is going to turn suddenly and decide that they're going to support him. I know the Army hates him, especially if he plans on doing what he says. And this guy that's under trial right now, whose own, was he a SEAL, Navy SEAL maybe? His own team members are testifying against him, how he just summarily executed innocent Iraqi citizens.
Yeah.
But Trump wants to pardon this.
Oh, this guy. Oh,
because, you know,
God.
He killed brown people. So, right, right. You know, hey, there's no rules. And the members of the Joint Chiefs, allegedly, and high ranking members of the military have told him you can't do that. You can't. It sends the most horrific signal up and down the ranks. That, hey, go ahead, commit war crimes. You'll get away with it. The president will just pardon you.
Well, I mean, that is some hope, because I guess in other countries that have strong men as their leaders, sometimes the military steps in and takes them out, removes them. So there's that. That's nice.
All an illegal attempt to overturn the results of the election, spy on our campaign, which is what they did. And subvert our democracy. Remember the insurance policy just in case Hillary Clinton lost. Remember the insurance policy.
What is that?
And they're screaming, lock her up. That's the lovers. The lovers. Lisa Page sent her paramour, Peter Strzok, a text. It's like, oh my God, what are we going to do if he wins? And Peter Strzok said something about, I don't know, and there's an insurance policy or, you know, I don't know what it meant. Here is, this is, Trump is the, and the Republicans in general are the masters of projection.
Right.
I'm rubber, you're glue, and no, I'm not, you are. Those are the brilliant intellectual arguments of the GOP these days. And here we go. Here's a perfect example.
And think about it. Nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Nobody.
Oops.
We call it the Russian hoax. Remember President Obama's famous line caught on the open mic, secretly telling the Russian president to, quote, inform Vladimir that after my election, I'll have more flexibility. Okay. Remember that? Remember that?
After the inauguration, he'll have more flexibility. That's, you know, so now all of a sudden Obama is the Putin fillator.
Right. Oh, yes. What about that picture of Obama when he's looking down on that little piece of shit that runs fucking Russia?
Oh, yeah. Here's Trump outwardly outlining his strategy that it's going to be victim, 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 victim. We're all victims. White people are victims. Men are victims. Rich people are victims. Republicans are victims. Racists are victims.
That's insane.
I mean, you can see how Nazi Germany happened.
Right.
I mean, you know, this shit, you can see how Nazi Germany happened.
And I, yeah.
It's not a secret.
Right. Yeah. It just, it's, to me, it's interesting. It's like, what do we do? What do we do? Well, I guess just play this game.
Until
we play the game and hope he loses. We hope he loses.
The Democrats don't care about Russia. They only care about their own political power. They went after my family, my business, my finances, my employees, almost everyone that I've ever known or worked with. But they are really going after you. That's what it's all about. Not about us, it's about you. They tried to erase.
They're really going after you. They're going after you.
Well, fuck.
Fat white person.
I gotta tell you something. I don't know that I'd fucking disagree with that. We have to go after them. We have to come out and vote and come out more than they are and fuck them up or some shit like this. God, this is nuts.
It's not about us. It's about you. They tried to erase your vote. Erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election probably in the history of our country.
How are we going to put up some candidate that's going to handle this fucking Trump and try to be conciliatory? Do you know what I mean? To try to reach out to the other side. I mean,
right, that's why.
I mean, I'm listening to Joe Biden. Is he gelded or something? Not to be a dick or anything. But Jesus.
That's why I'm looking at a Liz Warren or Kamala Harris was on last night with who was she on with? I forget. She was on one of the Lawrence.
Yes.
Lawrence O'Donnell. And I still like her. She is a battler. She's not gonna put up with shit.
Right.
She's not striking this. Oh, we should work together, tone.
Well, that's good.
She's like, we need to beat the shit out of these people, tone.
Right. And I like Elizabeth Warren's tone, too. Don't you think she, I mean,
she's in second now in a new poll that came out.
Right.
Vaulting ahead of Bernie.
And I was delusional because I thought in these debates, I assumed that Hillary Clinton would wipe the floor with Schittler. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah.
But I was wrong.
So did the whole country.
I was fucking wrong. She did not handle him correctly in those debates. I know he wasn't being fair and whatever.
She says
the fuck.
That in her book.
Yeah.
Go to crabdiving.com/audible. She narrates her own book. And you can download, what was it? Was it What Happened or something
that?
She says that in her book that's one of her big regrets is that she didn't turn around and say, get the fuck out of my face, kind of, when he was lurking behind her creepily in those debates. She's like, she saw him, she chose to ignore it. She said, I shouldn't have done that. She said, I should have turned around and said, get the hell out of my space, you weirdo.
Right. Because I think the problem is we you know, and it's sexism, right? Because if a woman does the same thing Donald Trump does, she's shrill, right? She's shrill.
Well, she's
a bitch.
Those that are misogynist. Right. Yeah, and sexist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we're in a time where we can't be embarrassed about being shrill. We have to be shrill. You know, you have to be mean as fuck.
And here's normal rhetoric from a political opponent here in America.
And they wanted to deny you the future that you demanded and the future that America deserves and that now America is getting. Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen.
I mean,
so, you know, how many of these unhinged loons in the audience now are polishing up their rifles, getting ready?
Yeah.
Can't wait. They're trying to kill me. Trump says it. Trump said it. They're trying to destroy me.
Well, there is rage. I mean, he is right about that. People should have rage about what is going on in this fucking country.
Yes.
And people should want to destroy what the Republican Party has done to this country. We should want to destroy that. It's shameful. So, you know.
And then listen to this. This is, again, projection.
Right.
To court with far left ideologues.
They want to pack the court with far left ideologues. When all that's happening out of the sphincter of the Senate, Mitch the bitch, are these rubber stamped lunatic judges. They're not passing any legislation in the Senate. It's judge, and they don't care if they're qualified. They just care that they're goose stepping in line.
So when they start passing legislation, and you try to challenge it in the courts, you're fucked, right? Because
their goal.
Who's that guy that yesterday we talked about this? For previous episodes of this fucking podcast, listen to Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, crabdiving.com. Who's that fucking judge? They got a...
Yeah, I don't know the name, but
he's anti-gay.
Sure, anti-Muslim, anti-gay.
He's nuts. He's a lunatic.
But the Democrats are trying to pack the judges.
Fuck him. Hey, they can say... Whatever these deplorables can say, whatever they fucking want to. But
for a moment, during some of the craziness, the camera cut to, I guess, the VIP section.
Oh, my God.
And a couple of the Republicans there look a little embarrassed and uncomfortable while Trump is lobbing these insane accusations. Lindsey Graham and Little Marco.
They're not allowed to be embarrassed.
Little Marco was trending last night on the Twitter, by the way, for his just profound Fuck. Bending over and presenting of his starfish to Trump.
Yeah.
Humiliating and debasing himself.
Listen, Marco, and who's the other one? Lindsey Graham. They should have led you down to the center of the arena, and you should have had to suck his dick in front of everybody. Own that shit. You sucked his dick. Own it.
Here's Trump taking credit for personally designing the beautiful border wall that's going up apparently a mile a second right now.
Didn't you say that he is trying to make changes to that wall so it's more aesthetically pleasing?
He wants to paint it, I think he was telling people.
What color?
Man, you know, we couldn't get the wall approved by the Democrats. Even though they voted for it 4 years ago and 6 years ago and didn't get built, but they voted for it. All of a sudden, Trump is president. We don't want a wall. Can you imagine? Can you imagine those caravans without having the barriers and walls that we've already put up and that are up? This country would be a mess.
The caravans that are going to the normal
yes.
border points.
Right.
They're not, these caravans are not streaming across the Rio Grande.
Listen,
That's a lie.
I understand what Trump wants to think. They want people to feel like brown people are coming over the border, and it looks like the last 15 minutes of every goddamn Walking Dead episode. I get it, right? Is that what he wants people to think?
Here he is taking credit for the design.
Walls that we've already put up and that are up. This country would be a mess like you wouldn't believe. So the wall is moving along. It's moving along rapidly. It's beautiful. I changed the design. It's stronger, bigger, better, and cheaper.
Stronger, bigger, better, and cheaper.
At one point he says, this election is a verdict on whether we want to live in a country where the people will lose an election, refuse to concede, and spend the next 2 years trying to shred our Constitution and rip your country apart, which is exactly what he is going to do when he loses in 2020.
Yes.
He will not go quietly.
Right.
Michael Cohen said that. That's his number one fear.
Well, yeah.
His fixer.
I mean, all of this makes me nervous because, like, I guess, I don't know. I guess Nancy Pelosi has some sort of strategy. Well, you don't want to do the impeachment thing. You think it's going to piss that other side off. You're scared of them. I don't know what your fucking thing is. But are we going to be able to, is this country going to have the fortitude to fucking take care of this bully?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, unless the army, all the police forces, the DC, everybody, and the Secret Service all flip and decide to have a coup, he's gone.
Right.
He'll be gone. He'll claim victory. He'll see. I mean, we know that's going to happen. We all have no doubt that he's going to squeal, it was rigged, it's fake. He's probably going to have Uncle Nipples prod a couple of key state, try to hack into the systems so that he could turn and say, look, the Russians are trying to help the Democrats. I have to declare it null and void. He goes on about Hillary, who is not running.
Isn't she president, or is she not president, or what's her deal?
He talks about deleting emails and acid watching them, which is not a thing.
Yes.
We've tried to tell him before. There's no, it's a software program called BleachBit. It's a software program.
Yes.
You don't open up your computer and pour bleach all over the innards.
I mean, that would probably work, though. I mean, wouldn't it?
No. Oh. It wouldn't. You need what BleachBit does is it overwrites gazillions of times the data so that it's totally gone,
right?
On a hard drive or whatever.
They're
or you could use an industrial strength magnet and rub it over the hard drive to make it.
I mean, they're calling
effect.
It BleachBit because bleach is a product used to take. To wash clothes if they're really, really dirty, or if you want to get a tremendous bigly stain out of something, you take bleach and you rub a wire brush with the bleach on it. That's why he's using that's why that product is named BleachBit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's Trump insinuating that his Roy Cohn, the anti-American. Well, he's not the Attorney General of the United States because he's not doing anything for the people. He's Trump's personal attorney.
Right.
So I will not acknowledge William Barr as our Attorney General.
Yeah. Right.
Here he is insinuating that Barr may still try to prosecute Hillary for her emails.
Have a great Attorney General. Let's see what happens.
That's right after he said she bleached him, where are the 30,000 emails? But now I have a great attorney general. Let's see what happens.
God, if I'm Hillary Clinton, I'm like, fuck it. I'm out of here. I'm going to stay in France for a while or some shit. What a hostile. Do these maggots, they must fucking harass her all the time.
Dave driving up to Chappaqua with a bunch of his incel brigade.
I mean, the thing is, when we have a president that just constantly paints targets on people's backs, I mean, I would be nervous. Because his followers are indeed getting radicalized. And they have guns.
Getting.
And they're stupid.
Yeah. This one says, Trump fans are bored and silent as Trump misinforms them about how tariffs work.
Well, God.
Here's a little bit.
Billions and billions of dollars into our treasury, and companies are leaving China because they want to avoid paying these large tariffs.
Say Crooked Hillary again. Talk about the brown people. I don't care about what's with your finances and shit.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. God.
He goes after Hillary for calling his base deplorables.
Yes.
Again, Hillary's not running, everyone.
Right. And I would say, I mean, I don't know that it's necessary for little Billy Barr to investigate Hillary, because I think if there was some crime she was guilty of, we would know already.
Well, yes.
I would think.
At 19,000 Benghazi hearings, I think we would have found one thing that she maybe did wrong.
Yes.
Here's Trump lying, by the way, about, his favorite go-to.
Right.
Why the blacks should love him.
Right.
Because African-American unemployment is at the lowest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Well, now that's a lie, because last year they did hit record lows, but since then have ticked upward.
Right.
For African-American and Hispanic-American unemployment. So it's not the lowest it's ever been.
So
it went up since last year.
So it's like Obama, his effect on the economy is slowly wearing off.
Yes.
And we're starting to see.
As the Fed talked about today.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to lower rates maybe a little bit, which is not a good sign for the economy.
To lower rates.
Yes. That the Fed lowers the rates to try to encourage investment and borrowing.
But we're going to have another real estate problem, right? Because people are going to, real estate banks are going to give loans out to people they're not going to be able to repay.
I think it's just a generic credit bubble.
Yeah.
Because debt is crazy in this country.
Yeah.
People have their credit cards maxed out. When you have to pay your doctor bill on your credit card, yay, America.
Yay. It's
when you have
perfect.
To pay your rent on your credit card because you can't afford it because you're making you're working 40 hours a week, but you're making seven cunting dollars an hour in Alabama where the minimum wage is still $7.25 or whatever.
Good Christ. And to think about it, people demonize socialism. Why don't we demonize capitalism? Doesn't that deserve some demonization? Am I off on that?
Well, no. We've been doing it for a couple of years now.
Right, I mean.
At least the capitalism that is being practiced.
Yeah. Predatory.
No one is claiming that we want the government to take over all of everything.
No.
Joe Biden.
God, he said that. That's right. What?
About African American. I now say also about Hispanic American and Asian American unemployment have reached the lowest rates in the history of our country, unemployment.
Not true.
Oh, my God.
Not true, not true. This one is hilarious. The Obama administration started trying to transition away from coal.
Right.
Because it's dirty.
Yes.
And inefficient.
And it's 2019.
And we should be investing in renewable clean energy.
Ooh.
But, you know, Koch brothers own a lot of coal plants.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of big rich Republicans own a lot of coal business.
Man, where the fuck are the where is the left wing Koch brothers?
Soros.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett, arguably, a little bit. Bill Gates donates to liberal causes.
But, I mean, like, why are they bullying politicians the way the Koch brothers do?
Well, there you go.
I mean, let's get real.
I want to make clear to the media, we have among the cleanest and sharpest, crystal clean. You've heard me say it. I went crystal clean. Air and water anywhere on Earth. We are creating a future of American energy independence, and yet our air and water are the cleanest they've ever been by far.
Tell that to Flint and other other areas of the country where people are drinking bottled water.
Yeah, and hasn't he relaxed regulations of the EPA?
Well, and this is right after he was touting coal. We're bringing back coal.
What
and we're going to have the cleanest air, crystal clean water.
This is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask any. I don't give a fuck. What does he mean? What is crystal clean coal? What is that? Is that
There's no such thing.
Does it exist?
Correct.
It's not real.
This one, you'll be shocked to learn, is an outright 100% lie.
Okay.
We passed VA choice. You go out now, you get a doctor, you fix yourself up, the doctor sends us the bill, we pay for it. And you know what? It doesn't matter because the life and the veteran is more important. But we also happen to save a lot of money doing that. Can you believe it?
It was passed, signed by Obama.
Right. Not him.
2014.
Shit. Wow.
VA choice was approved and signed into law by Barack Hussein Obama.
But Trump, when did Trump start being president? 2017.
It feels like decades. Yes. But yes, 2 years ago.
That's why he can take credit for things in 2014, because it feels like he's been president a long fucking time.
So, it's a lie. We passed it. We passed this.
Right.
And then I'm sure 99% of these nasty white people at this rally.
Yes.
If you talk to them afterwards and say, are you aware that Trump was lying about that Obama signed that in 2014, they would say that's fake news. I don't believe you.
Oh, my God.
Because they're immune to facts and the truth.
They're impossible.
Utterly immune. It's a cult. It's not a political movement. It is a fascist, authoritarian, racist cult.
Boy, that really sums it up. I mean, listen to those people.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what wouldn't they believe? That kind of fascinates me. Like, is their ignorance and their gullibility, is there no depth? No ceiling. You know what I mean?
Either.
Are they infinitely gullible?
Yes.
Wow.
Willfully.
They
might not
like
even be
it.
Gullible. They don't care.
Yeah.
Trump lies. I don't care.
And you know what? You're right. It's the fuck you. This is the fuck you movement.
Yeah.
They're
as
fuck
long
you.
As, a number of them, as long as they can own the libs, it's all they care about.
Right.
It's their team. It's Roll Tide.
Oh, God.
They don't care. And Trump plays right into it.
Oh, God. How many of you guys went line dancing after this shit?
Republicans do not believe in socialism. We believe in freedom, and so do you.
And so do you.
Again, I would bet that less than 0.1% of any of these magabillies at this rally could define socialism in any correct concept.
They would say it's Hitler.
Oh.
They would say it's Nazi Germany.
Gulags. It's Stalin.
But your guy is Stalin.
But it wasn't. Yes.
Your guy is cramming people into these fucking concentration camps.
Yes.
He's holding people without any trial, without any reason, except the color of their fucking skin.
Here's the abortion lie.
Oh, God. They're killing babies after they're born.
Virtually every top Democrat also now supports taxpayer-funded abortion right up to the moment of birth. Ripping babies straight from the mother's womb. Leading Democrats have even opposed measures to prevent the execution of children after birth. You saw that?
You know why? You know why Democrats won't vote for those laws? Because we have them. They're called murder laws.
Right.
You're not allowed to kill a baby.
You can't have an abortion after the baby is not in the womb. I am not a motherfucking doctor, but is that true?
I concur.
Okay. Well,
that is murder, and we have laws against that.
Yes, we do.
In Virginia. Republicans believe that every life is a sacred gift from God.
Yeah, except the black ones and the gay ones and the Muslim ones, etc., etc.
Absolutely. You got to be a straight, white, old fucking rich male. That's what you have to be.
Then, God, apparently, he's got some big plans for his second term.
Yes.
We will push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others. And we're getting closer all the time.
Of course, we're not going to put any money into it.
Oh, yes.
Big Pharma, we know that Big Pharma is totally concerned with cures.
Well, I mean...
And eradicating disease and making their own product obsolete.
And I would ask, right, and so how, Donald? How?
So there you go. I guess that's about it. Then apparently they had to squeegee the camera from Hannity cum.
Oh God!
Because in the post hate rally roundup,
right?
Here is Sean Hannity split screen with Fourth Reich Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Laura Ingraham.
Right.
Listen to this. Just love fest.
Slurt fest
for Schittler.
More energy than anyone else you know. I mean, the man just never sleeps. I don't know what.
That's Laura Ingraham. Oh, in case God. Hannity has a much higher voice.
I mean, the man just never sleeps. I mean,
I have more energy than anyone else you know. I mean, the man just never sleeps. I don't know what he doesn't
Well, you
drink.
Were there from
he,
the
that's
beginning.
That's probably why. He doesn't drink. That's why.
You fought every step of the way. You were one of the few people. By the way, there were people that ducked out that didn't come on the show.
Oh, remember
that? We've
them?
Talked about it.
I kept lists. I know exactly who you're talking about. Some of them might be working in the White House, so you got to be careful, though, Hannity.
By the way, they need to go, and I'll tell you, and there were other people that were, oh, never, never, never. Now they act like they're the biggest champions ever. You know what?
Yeah. Well,
we remember you too. We know.
Listen to this. We've got a list of you people that haven't been licking the Fuhrer's bunghole from the moment he descended the escalator.
Well, aren't they talking about the people that aren't doing their programs anymore since, like, Laura Ingraham said shitty things? And
oh, we've got a list. We've got a list.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, we've got a list,
Good
said
God.
Laura Ingraham. So there you go. Lock her up, chance.
Of course.
Here, and Trump got his wish.
Yes.
Because here we have a Trump vermin, Trump supporter. Who was arrested for smacking a phone out of a reporter's hand.
Oh, my God. God damn.
From the Orlando Sentinel, this MAGA vermin. I wonder if there's audio.
Did he get arrested?
Orlando Sentinel, it says.
Yes.
No, not that shit. Shit.
No,
that. I'm liberal now.
That shit.
You. Damn,
you.
That shit. These
motherfuckers
suck.
You.
We did nothing.
You taped
it to nothing.
Yeah.
So, this asshole, apparently these, I don't know, a former Trump supporter has now decided he's liberal, is arguing with a beheaded, MAGA beheaded.
Yes.
Angry white guy, let's call him.
Fuck
and
you.
He's now looking at the camera saying, Are you taping this? Are you filming this? I don't give you my permission. Are you filming this?
You taped it to nothing.
Yeah. I want it.
Stop.
No.
I want it. Yes.
I want it.
I want it.
I promise I'll take it.
Stop.
Smacks the camera.
This motherfucker's taping me.
Let's move it.
This motherfucker's taping me in a public venue outside.
These people are fucking violent, and this guy is not uncommon.
It's Florida. Let's arm the media. Blow this fucker away when he starts attacking.
Yeah.
So I'm standing my ground.
Why not? Don't we have that law here?
Yeah. Hey.
You know.
Let's move it. Let's go. Leave the property right now. Let's leave right now.
They're trying to throw him out of the menu.
Sir,
they
don't leave. They got somebody to go make a deal. He's fucking ginger.
I wish they would stop with the fucking beeping it. I want to hear what he said. The guy said he's fucking something.
I mean, you know, it's so funny that you're going to bleep words in America.
We're adults, asshole. What kid is going to the Orlando Sentinel?
And also...
And looking at the video.
Let's be real. We have Donald Trump as our president. He's a racist, fucking anti-gay, bigoted asshole. What are we protecting anyone from hearing the word fuck? Really?
Well, right.
Get out of here. Childish. Fuck. You're worried about fuck.
A man accused of attacking a reporter outside a campaign rally for Trump. One state Republican legislator.
Yes.
Oh, that's probably one of ours.
God.
Said, a moment one state Republican legislators used to bait so-called journalists. The confrontation was caught on video as thousands of people descended on downtown Orlando to watch Trump announce his bullshit. Security denied entry to some rally goers who carried backpacks and beer. One of the men noticed that Orlando Sentinel reporter Michael Williams was filming the interactions.
Yes.
Video shows the man approaching Williams, threatening to kick him in the genitals.
Jeez.
Trying to smack the phone out of his hand.
Wow.
The man, well, let's name him.
Yes, absolutely.
The violent scum, Daniel Patrick why do you have that middle name? Kestner. Was arrested and charged with battery.
Holy shit. Good.
A police report incident says that Kestner, 51 years
old. And he's acting like this.
Right.
He should be ashamed of him.
From St. Augustine, Florida.
Yes.
Was found to be intoxicated.
Oh, wow.
Was taken to Orange County Jail.
Right.
The state rep, Anthony Sabatini, a Republican, weighed in with a response saying MAGA.
Oh, God. Thank you.
The Sentinel said violence against any reporter is unexceptional or unacceptable. We are fortunate Michael was not hurt. Grateful to the Orlando police for their quick action. Proud of all our reporters for the courage and dedication to our community. Courage to go to a political rally in the United States of America.
Well, I mean, imagine. You...
Are people going to be beating up people at the Kamala Harris rally? Are people going to be pummeling reporters at the Elizabeth Warren for president rally?
No, absolutely. Or
unless Biden rally?
Unless there's maggots outside. You got to be wary of these fucking Trumpalos because they are violent and they are stupid and they are ready to fucking fight. I've seen it. I've seen it in Pensacola. I've seen it in Florida. These guys are fucking violent little fucking assholes.
The man noticed Williams' recording, told him to stop. Williams said he didn't have to stop filming because he's in a public space. The man kept walking towards the reporter, slapped his hand. Security officers, police, and Secret Service immediately descended on the maggot.
But this guy is a Donald Trump fan. What did he do at all his rallies? Shit on the press.
Sabatini, this is the Republican fuck, local or state rep, who responded MAGA, told the Washington Post he comments MAGA on all of the Sentinel's coverage, wanted to push back on what he considers ridiculous coverage of the rally. He also wanted to make, quote, so-called journalists.
Wow. Now, this guy's a fascist.
Yeah.
This dude is a fucking fascist. They're reporting on what went on at these fucking rallies.
Sabatini stirred controversy in February when a photo of him wearing blackface in high school was mailed anonymously to Florida media outlets, prompting state Democrats to call for his resignation. He said at the time that one of his good friends, who is black, he and his friend dress as each other for homecoming week of their sophomore year as a silly high school prank. I think we did that story.
Yeah. If there's anyone that has anything on any of these Republicans, pictures, embarrassing information, my God, send it to crabdiving, info at crabdiving.
Here's the Orlando Sentinel video. Maybe we can.
No, not doing that shit. No, fuck that. I'm liberal now. Fuck that shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck that shit. These motherfuckers suck ass.
Oh, you know what? I misinterpreted. So this guy who is saying I'm liberal now is mad because they won't let him into the rally with his beer.
Oh, yes. How sad.
Fuck that shit. These motherfuckers suck ass.
Fuck you.
We did nothing.
You take
it. We did nothing.
Yeah. I want it.
Stop.
No. I want it. I want it.
I promise I'll take it. Stop it.
He's a fucking ginger bitch. It's the guy's redheaded. They hate redheads.
Hey, Joe Biden, this is the other side. This is the other side.
Yes.
Why don't you wake up, Sleepy Joe, and take note of what you're fighting? You are fighting. You're not negotiating. You don't reaching out.
I talked about that Chris Hayes town hall that he had the other day in Ohio. And he was at one point talking about how even though there were a few Trump idiots there, everybody was arguing civilly and everything. And one woman got up and she's a Democrat and a liberal and was talking about, I forget which issue, something good. One of the Trump supporters raised his hand. Chris Matthews goes over to him. He's like, you were shaking your head while this woman was talking. What do you have to say? And the guy grabs the microphone and goes, "Listen, cupcake." And Chris Matthews yanked the microphone out of his hand. He said, "Nope, we're not doing that here. Nope, you're not going to do it." And he continued to berate the guy throughout the rest of the... He said, it's been great here. We've been mostly civil. Some haven't. You know who they are.
Yeah.
He was, shaming. But this is what Trump has created.
Right.
Even in a civil town hall, this asshole feels emboldened. He was an old white guy, stands up and says, "Listen, cupcake." This is who they are.
Yeah.
And this is what Trump has made.
So this civility thing can just go out the window. Yeah. We don't have to be civil. You're not civil with these people. These people, when you're fighting a monster, there's no civility. It's about the monster.
There you go.
God damn.
Trump's hate rally last night.
I don't think this is a time when we can go high. I don't think this is that. These people are going low. You got to go down in a ditch and beat the shit out of them, figuratively. These people suck.
Oh, one last bit about the rally. Morning Joe pointed out.
Oh, God.
And it was confirmed by one of the reporters on Morning Joe.
Yes.
That literally the black guy in the background is the same black guy that travels around and goes to some of these rallies. Morning Joe busted Trump for planting the same black supporter behind him at multiple rallies, including the 2020 campaign kickoff in Orlando.
Do we know he's a supporter? Is he not kidnapped?
They played a tape of him going after Hillary. Mika Brzezinski said, "Hillary's not running, sweetie. Come on, old guy." And then Scarborough recognized the one black supporter seated behind Trump among the sea of white faces. The other panelists cracked up laughing. Analyst John Heilman said, "Don't you remember when he referred to, 'Where's my African American?'"
Oh, is that this guy?
It might be.
Oh, my God.
"Where's my African American? Where is he?"
Oh, douche chills.
Which I will play in a moment here as soon as I...
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
Look at
Then NBC News reporter Hadi Presbola confirmed that the black supporter at the Orlando rally was the same guy that Trump prominently displays at other events. She said, quote, "That's actually true. I've run into him in the middle of the night at McDonald's with Sean Hannity."
Oh, shit.
It's the same black guy, she said.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
I know. It's so...
Is he?
So bizarre.
This guy's there on his own volition. He's not being held against his will. He's not.
No, he's probably paying him.
They don't have his family held somewhere.
I don't know that, but.
Like, look into that because, God, I. Jeez.
By the way, that judge just got confirmed that you were talking
about. Oh, good.
That we talked about yesterday. So wonderful. Now we have a staunch anti-LGBT. Q equality person on the federal bench in Texas.
Bernie bros, good job. Good job, you fucking dickheads. You couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Listen to this shit. We're playing. Shame on you all.
Holy crap. Today is going fucking fast.
Man, it's nearly
today's show. We do this
fucker.
2 to 4 p.m. every Pacific, every day, every weekday. Then, we also do,
what's with all the fucking
iTunes,
birds?
Stitcher.
Oral. Anal. There's a lot of birds.
Yes, sir, Jesus! I will do it!
This Trump rally, it's nothing we haven't heard before, but it is, I'm trying
to get ready.
It's horrible.
This is
it's
the next year and a half.
Fucking horrible. And on top of this, I got to listen to Joe Biden talk about how he'd love to hang out with segregationists back in the day. What is happening? What is happening?
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
This is California.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
A California sheriff's office had to interrupt an exercise in open water training.
You know what? I was going to guess mountain lion attack, but I'm going
by a 15-foot great white shark swimming in shallow water.
It's beach season right now, and everybody's going out to this fucking gulf. People will say, hey, you want to go to the beach? You want to do this? You want to do that? I don't know.
Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said the water training in Bodega Bay was called off Tuesday when a helicopter spotted a massive shark swimming in the shallow water.
These sharks are all over the fucking place. Sharks are everywhere.
It was swimming in the same spot that they had been using for training the previous day.
Oh, yeah, because they were like, hey, I heard there were a bunch of dickheads training out here. I'm going to go see if anyone, they come out today, I'm going to eat one. It'll be fun.
Shark was estimated to be between 13 and 15 feet long.
God, that's
so they postponed their training.
That's twice my height.
You're 7 feet tall. Why aren't you on a basketball team?
Oh, that's heightest. Oh, I'm just because I'm tall. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Spud Webb did okay.
Right. Spud Webb.
Another story.
He was 5'1", right? Or 5'2"?
I want to say 4-ish. Mm-hmm. But the...
Siri, how tall is Spud Webb?
5'7".
He's my height.
He's 5'7".
Wait.
He's considered, for the NBA, you know.
God, he's a lot better at basketball.
Alabama?
Yes.
You're not going to like this one.
Wait. I'm sorry. Spud Webb, currently, right now, Spud Webb is probably what? In his 50s?
Probably, yeah.
I mean.
He'd kick your ass.
Yeah, you're right.
55 years old.
Okay.
I mean, unless he's severely injured or in a wheelchair or something.
Even in a wheelchair.
Even then,
fuck off.
I think.
God, fuck everybody.
Okay. And me, he'd kick my ass. I can't play basketball.
Right. And tennis, though. Tennis, could you take?
I could take Spud Webb probably at tennis, unless he's been really practicing for a long time.
No, yeah, yeah.
Authorities in Alabama.
Fuck you.
In the Arcadia subdivision of Tuscaloosa.
Okay, it's the alligators.
No.
Snakes.
Authorities in Alabama are warning residents to be on the lookout for a 15-foot yellow python slithering loose in the area.
Where's the dog? I'm telling you, under our house, there's a unsecured entrance.
To the crawl space underneath the house.
I'm gonna get the drill, and I'm plugging that hole.
Why? Because that might be the reason that the mice disappeared.
The dog goes in.
She hasn't gone in. She goes near.
Yeah, if she discovers she can go in there, she's gonna think it's fun, an interesting place to go.
Well, I agree that
I don't know what fucking slithering bullshit is under this fucking house. I don't know.
City Councilman Kip Tyner said the snake was reported missing in the Arcadia subdivision.
You find that snake, Kip.
So it's somebody's pet.
Fuck them.
Went missing.
Oh,
maybe they left the gate open or something.
I want to round them up. I want to round up these fucking.
It's been
goddamn snake owners
in the area three times already since Monday.
I'm pro gun all of a sudden. Yeah, what do you do with a snake?
If anyone happens to see this python, please call 911 and give the best location of its whereabouts.
Happens? I don't like that phrasing.
It is non-venomous.
Oh, I happen to see. I don't fucking care. It's
non-venomous.
A 15-foot slithering a muscle that sees things like a person or a dog, it will strangle and swallow.
Possibly.
Not on my watch, motherfucker.
So currently, this is today in Tuscaloosa.
Before we take the dog out, just lay down some covering fire and we'll be fine. Damn. Fuck you, Jesus. What's up with these fucking snakes?
Also, I've got a Florida animals get pissed story.
This is a shark.
A Florida resident. In Sarasota,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, south. So,
a guy's roommate came running in.
Oh fuck! That's us
yelling, bro. There's a gator under your car in the garage.
Okay, that you know, I used to do comedy at this fucking place in Alabama, and they had for some reason there was a pond near the parking lot. They had gators in there, and people would fuck with the gators all the time, throwing ice at him, throwing food, and the gators eventually. Oh yeah,
where?
Yeah. Orange Beach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That place I did comedy at, where everything was a joke on a different way to call a vagina. You know, you could get like the cooch fries or something. Yeah. Really stupid. Anyway, these alligators. They told you to check under your car before you left because it could be a gator under there.
Florida resident whose roommate spotted an alligator in their garage filmed the police working to get the gator back into the water. A gator was trapped under my car in the garage. My roommate spotted him as he was pulling in from work. He came running in and said, bro, there's a gator under your car. Sarasota police were summoned to the scene, ended up having to use a jack to lift the back of the car. The gator had somehow managed to become wedged beneath the vehicle.
Oh, cool. Fuck me.
It appears the gator was uninjured. I know you'll be thrilled to know.
Oh, now that's interesting. I'm trying to understand the police, not to make this about cops. They didn't shoot the gator, right?
And it was wedged under a car. This is like an 8 or 9 foot gator. This isn't some tiny little. This is a big fucking gator.
Listen, I want to see. I just want to make a fucking point. If the California sheriff deputies, if they could listen. Now, these cops didn't shoot the gator to death.
No, they.
But if the gator was a black person,
they released it into a nearby body of water.
They would shoot, right? Because those California cops shot
if
that.
If there was a black guy wedged underneath the car in somebody's garage, they probably would.
God.
I felt threatened.
But a dinosaur, that's what an alligator
is. Well, because black people morph into demons. We've learned that, right? They have some superpower.
Right. That's what a black person says. You know what? If you don't want to get shot, just morph into an alligator and they'll just release you.
Do you want to see this before I close the story?
Yeah, yeah.
Or The video shows the alligator darting out from under the car.
I can't live here. I can't. Where's this python? Where's
in
this
Tuscaloosa?
That's very okay. One second, I'll tell you where.
Tuscaloosa is a couple hours.
How
from
far
here.
Is Tuscaloosa from here?
Well, now it's you're gonna. Oh well, there you go.
As the crow flies,
a couple hours away.
Yes. Wow.
I'm impressed with that Siri experience. I didn't think I thought it would be
so
for Clem.
How long do we have until that fucking python makes its way?
I don't believe they're really quick. It's not like a cheetah python. So there you go. That's that. I have one more animals get pissed story here.
Come on, you gotta have like some sort of big cat story. There's not some violent.
Kentucky?
Fuck you. Oh, this is snake. Okay.
Snake is your answer?
Absolutely. What? That's where these snake salvation nutballs are from. Snake worshippers. Whatever the fuck these Pentecostals do.
A project that would bring high-speed internet across Kentucky has been delayed because company representatives say an abundance of squirrels are chewing through the wiring. The Courier Journal reports lawmakers in the state's capital are questioning reports of ravenous squirrels that are blocking officials in charge of the Kentucky Wired project from borrowing an additional $110 million.
God damn.
Officials are saying squirrels have damaged the cable that was supposed to be up and running in April.
Right, right. Fuck, these squirrels. They're
4 years behind schedule, have had multiple delays. This is the latest delay.
They don't want high-speed internet into certain areas, these squirrels.
Apparently.
They're going to fuck you up.
And having a squirrel nemesis myself here with the bird feeders and everything, I get it. They're persistent little fucks.
There are other nemesis here, just so you know.
What?
I mean, I'm just thinking about... These what? Snakes, it really, this place under the house, we have to put a board up over and secure it.
Well, I don't want the dog
getting under there.
There's a grill.
That's a rat. That's just a ratter, right? This dog is designed to go into holes and kill rats.
I mean, I guess. I don't, yeah, there's some Jack Russell in there, I'm pretty sure, but.
She's scared of birds.
I don't know what else is going on. Well, she's only 5 months old. So,
right.
She's
so maybe she won't do that.
Scared of leaves.
Yeah.
That's animals get pissed, everyone.
Shit, man. I mean, oof.
We
Yo,
have
bro,
a
there's a gator under your fucking car.
Do yourself a favor, go over to the New York Times, a story that we've talked about here before on the show a couple
Fake
of times.
News. Treasonous.
Yesterday's Francis Robles and Jim Rutenberg wrote an extensive piece.
Ooh,
by
yes.
the Nickel.
It's extensive honestly.
For called The Evangelical, The Pool Boy, The Comedian, and Michael Cohen.
Oh, okay.
This is the story of Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, fuck.
And
their
pool boy thing. I don't think I read the whole thing. It's pretty long. I didn't learn that much new.
Yes.
Except
right
for the fact that Falwell porked Ted Cruz right in the hoo-ha by because he was going to he was slated to endorse Ted Cruz in 2016, and in fact Papa Cruz,
yes,
the crazy preacher weirdo loon,
ooh,
had told his son, oh yeah, yeah, it's locked up. Falwell Jr. is going to endorse you, and then a week later, Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed Trump.
Shit, what an asshole! Why I can't believe these right wing nut jobs would betray one another like this.
After Falwell had lied to the Cruz camp and said, "My board of directors at Liberty University." Don't want me to get involved in the primary, so I won't be endorsing.
Yeah.
And a week later, he endorsed Trump. He
lied.
But personally, He said it's my personal endorsement. It's not my endorsement as the official poobah of Liberty University.
But didn't Liberty University force their students to come out and watch Ted Cruz do something?
When he announced, yeah.
That was pretty sad, though, right?
And everyone thought, you know, evangelical, he's probably got that.
Oh, yeah.
That lined up.
But Ted Cruz, he's won that one election against Beto, and the other one was a special election, right?
His first election as senator was a special election where like 8 people turned out and made him senator because everybody hates him. But this story mentions that there is no proof or anything or actual evidence.
Right.
But this story really points to Michael Cohen blackmailing the Falwells over this alleged sex tape or sex pictures that they may have or may not have.
Damn. We got to see this shit. I mean, you know about it.
It says the backstory in true Trump tabloid fashion features the friendship between Falwell, his wife, and a former pool attendant at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami.
Yes.
The family's investment in a gay-friendly youth hostel, purported sexually revealing photographs involving the Falwells, and an attempted hush money arrangement engineered by the president's former fixer, Michael Cohen.
And
then you throw Tom Arnold in there. Who's the guy who secretly taped a conversation with Michael Cohen where Cohen was talking about this?
This is like it's a mad, mad world, but with politics. It's everyone.
The tape allegedly, or the sex tape, is allegedly of the Falwells.
Ooh.
Not necessarily anything to do with the pool boy involved with them.
I mean,
but it's very, very bizarre and convoluted, but it really leaves one thinking.
Yes.
Cohen described his involvement with Arnold. Quote, there's a bunch of photographs, personal photographs that somehow. Oh, it's Cohen. There's a bunch of photographs, personal photographs that somehow this guy ended up getting, whether it was off of Jerry's phone or somehow maybe it got airdropped or whatever the hell the whole thing was. These are photos between husband and wife. Saying, quote, the evangelicals are kinkier than Tom Arnold.
So wait, let me understand something. This hostel, right? Is this the property that
they set up Pool Boy
to run?
They invested in and set up Pool Boy to run.
But it was like,
but then there were some other people involved with Pool Boy who were said that these Fernandezes is their names, a father and son investment team or something. And they claim that they were guaranteed ownership.
Yes.
An ownership stake.
Okay.
Falwell says, no, you weren't. So all this is coming out in the lawsuit that they've filed against them to try to get some money in this youth hostel or something. But then also along the way, and they don't explain it at all here. In fact, they even say inexplicably, the Fernandezes have both said they were forced to change their names for some reason. We can't figure it out.
Wow.
It's all very bizarre.
I mean, listen, a gay-themed youth hostel, is that?
Gay-friendly.
Gay-friendly. Well, that's a fine thing to invest in. Why not?
Well, but do you buy it and set up a guy that was that brought you a towel and brushed the sand off of your umbrella at the Fontainebleau and say, wow, you're great. I'm going to give you millions, $1 million business to run.
I'm surprised that the sand was on the umbrella that got brushed off. But
who knows?
You know, but it'd be a weird thing for Jerry Falwell to have in his portfolio. A gay-friendly anything, right?
Allegedly, Falwell was trying to get into real estate investing.
Okay, well, I mean, wait, Jerry Falwell.
Well, his son is also, Falwell's son is also involved somehow.
I'm an evangelical dickbag. I'm anti-gay. I want to get into real estate. I'm going to invest in this gay-friendly youth hostel. Just sounds strange. It's as if there's more to the story.
It's all very, very bizarre. Right. So there you go. Go to the New York Times. And again, the headline, it's a really long article.
Ooh, yeah.
about the evangelical, the pool boy,
right,
the comedian, and Michael Cohen.
God, that's a goddamn interesting.
Very strange.
Yes.
It really seems to point the finger at Jerry Falwell Jr. being coerced by Cohen, maybe, because of these whatever was stolen off the cell phone. Maybe that's how they got him to inexplicably decide to endorse Trump.
So, wow. Oh, my God. But, you know, they're like, okay, here's how we resolve this. This pool boy, I'm going to give him a shit ton of money, and he'll open a gay-friendly youth hostel. That's how part of the issue was resolved.
Well, it's already an established business, but yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I did find, a quick follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
I'm going to find the actual audio of this. It's been a little difficult to find. But Alex Jones, what got him in trouble.
Oh, yes.
It was from last Friday's show. We all know who did it, he said.
Right.
You're trying to set me up with child porn. I'm going to get your ass. $1 million. $1 million, you little gang member. $1 million to put your head on a pike. $1 million, bitch. I'm going to get your ass.
Holy shit.
He yelled before claiming he's going to publish all the metadata from the emails in question.
But in the meantime, he's involved in a court case, right?
That's why he got sanctioned. Yeah.
I mean, if you
he's blaming the lawyers for this is who whose asses he's going to get. One of the lawyers from the Sandy Hook parents suing him.
I mean, you think if you're in the middle of a lawsuit, you would stay away from rants like that in a public forum.
I pray for divine intervention against the powers of Satan. I literally would never have sex with children. I don't like having sex with children. I would never have sex with children. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal.
Right.
That's what got him in trouble.
Yeah, and also, Alex, I'm just saying, screaming into a microphone that you would never have sex with children makes me think...
Three times.
...that you might.
$1 million to put your head on a pike. $1 million, bitch. I am going to get your ass. He claimed that wasn't a threat. I wasn't threatening.
No, you were actually telling people that if you do a certain thing, you'll give them $1 million.
And then he issued one of those non-apology apologies. And that's why the judge said, there was no apology there. You're getting sanctioned.
Yeah, yeah. So how much money did they... Sanction means they're...
He has to pay, in regards to this latest bullshit with the kiddie porn gate or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got to pay all the legal fees for the other side.
Yeah.
And he also... they took away his ability to file for dismissal.
Right.
You know, they always file to dismiss stuff like that. And the judge said, fuck it. We're not putting up with that shit.
Yeah. Because it's so blatant, right?
Yes.
I mean.
We also have new... the United Nations.
Fuck you.
What a great word, rapporteur.
Oh, yes, tout à l'heure.
Has released their findings on a report of the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The United Nations special rapporteur, Agnes Calamard, found that Khashoggi, quote, was the victim of a brutal and premeditated killing that was likely orchestrated by top officials in the Saudi government, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Damn.
Who has left his penis print all over Jared Kushner.
Yes.
All over Trump.
There's a cock trail.
Evidence points that the 15-person mission to execute Khashoggi required significant government coordination, resources, and finances. Every expert consulted finds it inconceivable that an operation of this scale could be implemented without the Crown Prince being aware, at a minimum, that some sort of mission of a criminal nature directed at Khashoggi was being launched.
Fake fucking news.
101-page report.
Shit.
Concludes that the Saudi kingdom is responsible for the killing.
Shit, man.
They also provide chilling new details of the final moments leading up to the murder. Calamard listened to audio recordings provided by the Turks, who said Saudi agents discussed how they would dismember and dispose of the body minutes before he got there.
Oh, my God.
That doctor that somehow traveled with a bone saw.
Yes, absolutely.
Just in case I have to cut up a body. You never know when I might have to.
I have a bone saw on my keychain.
They have him on tape saying, joints will be separated. First time I cut on the ground, if we take plastic bags and cut it into pieces, it'll be finished.
Oh, God.
One of the other guys described Khashoggi as a sacrificial animal in the tapes. The
Jesus.
UN report says assessments of the recordings by intelligence officers in Turkey and other countries suggest that Khashoggi could have been injected with a sedative and then suffocated using a plastic bag.
Oh, fuck. So he was out of it when this happened, when he was dismembered.
Or, awake but unable to move and fight back.
We can't have a president that's going to say, that's going to condemn this. He won't condemn this.
No, not at all.
That's, boy, that's sad.
In fact, the Trump administration is currently working to bypass Congress to sell the Saudis billions of dollars in weapons.
And what? Whenever they need to do this again, they will surely do this again. You know what I mean? This is something they can do. And our country won't say shit about it.
The report calls for the U.S. government to launch an FBI investigation into the execution and to pursue criminal prosecutions within the United States as appropriate.
Well,
not going to happen.
Yeah. Let me explain. When we get reports telling us to do things like this in this country, these days, we don't do it.
The right thing, you mean.
We
right,
don't do
correct.
Shit.
Yes.
You're recommending something. We just had a report. Yeah, I don't know if you remember. We had something, I believe it was a Mueller report. It recommended impeachment. I think
penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Shit.
So there you go. That's yay, America.
Right. Yay, perfecto.
We're cool with somebody killing and chopping up a reporter.
Right.
U.S. resident,
right?
By the way,
oh God,
and journalist for the Washington Post.
I mean, the guy lived here. He got cut up in a basement.
Yeah, but it's the Washington Post.
But I want to build
Bezos Washington Post.
We're gonna sell them shit tons of weapons.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something and we get a little commissione, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
It just helps us out here with a little bit of commission.
Right, intern? Right?
We've got, I've only got about a minute.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Lily.
God, Lily, we could use you right now.
Juneteenth?
Yes.
Is today, which we commemorate the end of slavery. Of course, right. It wasn't the Emancipation Proclamation. It took a few years for it to sink in.
Right.
Because certain areas, let's call it the South.
Yes, absolutely.
Fuck you.
Especially Texas.
The oldest known U.S. Celebration of the end of slavery, commemorating June 19th, 1865, the day that Union Major General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas.
Fuck you!
And told the slaves there that they had been emancipated from slavery. In accordance with the proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free, he read to the crowd. African Americans and others mark Juneteenth. Also called Emancipation Day, with parties, picnics, and gatherings. In 1980, Figure this one out.
Damn.
Texas was the first state to make Juneteenth a state holiday.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
No national holiday yet.
Right.
But
of course not.
And there are only four states that do not officially recognize Juneteenth yet.
Yeah.
One would think you would be able to name them, but surprisingly, they're not who you think. Today, I believe, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania is finally signing the official recognition there.
Pennsylvania?
Making it the 46th state, to including D.C., to either mark the day as a holiday or observance. Only four states don't recognize it. Hawaii, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana.
Now that's weird.
And the U.S. Senate last year passed a resolution recognizing Juneteenth Independence Day as a national holiday, but has yet to be approved in the House, which I don't get.
I don't get it.
If this is something they could actually agree on,
hey, Nancy,
fucking pass this.
Go ahead and do that.
So there we go.
Right.
Happy Juneteenth.
Yay.
But we don't need reparations.
Right.
Mitch McConnell says, hey, you got a black president
God,
twice.
That,
we'll play that tomorrow. We don't have time. But
was
I'll
that
play
unreal?
The,
it sounded like The Onion.
It really is real.
Oh, well, God. You know, we got elected an African-American twice. And I
That's
think,
good enough.
I think they need to get over it.
We'll play that clip tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then you can listen to us as a podcast at all the podcast-type places.
Yes.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, Rated R Comedy. Or check out his... Oh, his Instagram is Rated R Comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again.
Including
tomorrow.
Genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.